Hundreds of U.S. troops from Iraq, Kuwait, and Afghanistan have arrived in the United States for 15 days of rest and recuperation. Over the next several months, thousands will fly into Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson and the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airports. Troops who are waiting for connecting flights in Dallas can take advantage of a new USO facility. From member station KERA in Dallas, Bill Zeeble reports.
The cheers and whoops from family, friends, and volunteers erupted every time a dozen or so soldiers appeared from the airport corridor early yesterday. Corporal Larry Freeman, who fuels tanks and Bradley vehicles in Baghdad, was one of 280 soldiers who got off the plane Wednesday morning after a nearly day-long flight from Iraq. While there, he became a father for the second time.
It's amazing to put foot back on American soil and be home, and just to be with my family after being gone for a while. So I'm holding my new daughter, Emily Ann. Oh, she's just the most beautiful little girl in the world, and I'm just real proud to be home and finally see her.
For some soldiers, though, home's a little farther away than a drive from the airport. They're going to be making a connecting flight. Now, just for them, there's a brand new 2,900-square-foot USO facility in Dallas-Fort Worth's International Terminal. It was a welcomed find for Private First Class Jason Burroughs, waiting to fly home to Lubbock, Texas.
USO facility has made a lot of difference for me today. It's provided me with a base of operations to work out of. They've provided me with internet, phone. It's made a lot of difference today.
This converted former Continental Airlines President's Club boasts soft drinks and snacks in a small cafe. There are computers with internet access, wireless phones, video games, DVDs, satellite TV, and a child's playroom. It's all free. There's even a closed-door sleeping room with five fully reclining lazy boys, dimmer lights, and a calming electric waterfall. Chief Master Sergeant Russell Wilson, who's seen his share of USO centers over his 26-year military career, says the Dallas Center ranks with the best.
I think it's a good place to go to get out of the hustle and bustle of the rest of the airport. And it's kind of a sanctuary, get a little peace, a little quiet.
The center will be open 13 hours a day, staffed by local volunteers. One of them, Ellen Davis, gives her time because she remembers when Vietnam veterans, like her husband, found it hard to get some peace and quiet when they came home for R&R.
Unfortunately, the climate of our country at that time was not particularly accepting of the men and women who were serving their country. Now that we are a so-called volunteer military where they're not drafted, it doesn't matter whether you believe in war or whatever the political climate is. That goes out the window. You believe in people, and these are important people serving us. So we need to serve them.
Only a handful of soldiers use the center Wednesday. Officials expect traffic will pick up over the next 2 weeks as more and more returning troops learn about the center. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.